If you've ever wanted to walk through a medieval castle in Europe but didn't have the time or the money, then we have news for you. Skip the transatlantic flight and take a road trip to Arkansas. Yeah, Arkansas. Construction is underway there on a medieval fortress, and workers are using only the tools, materials, and techniques that existed in the Middle Ages. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU has more.
When Frank Falgarrett speaks, you don't exactly hear the southern twang that you'd expect from a guy working on a construction site in rural northern Arkansas.
I'm getting some stone. It's to make an archway. We're supposed to do by hand.
Falgarrett, who is French, is working on the Ozark Medieval Fortress, where, at $12 a pop, visitors can stroll the grounds and see a stone castle being built the way it would have been done in the Middle Ages. Wayne Henson can tell you just how real it is. On this muggy day, he's straddling a log and is using a primitive tool to shape it into a square beam.
Some of it is, you know, weathered out pretty good, so it's softer wood, like that. But when you get on down in there, a little bit further, it's going to be hard because it's good wood down in the center. I wish that could break us all out sometimes.
The project began here thanks to Jean-Marc and Solange Mira, a French couple who moved to Arkansas 20 years ago to be close to their grandkids. They broke ground a year ago and opened the site to the public on May 1st. So far, 14 investors, most of them French, have committed $1.5 million in startup money, enough to hire staff and start work on the castle. Jean Rivaud d'Allon is among the investors.
I have to admit that I knew nothing about Arkansas before. I went several times in the States, but never in Arkansas.
Now that he's visited Arkansas, Rivaud d'Allon says he's happy to invest and wants to see the project grow.
If we could earn more money, we will probably make something else around the castle. Maybe a church or abbey, as we say in French, or why not a medieval village?
The Ozark Medieval Fortress hopes to welcome as many as 150,000 visitors this year. Tim and Joy Gilzo recently brought their 2-year-old son to watch the construction.
I want my son to be able to grow up with this opportunity, because how often do you get to see a castle get built over a lifetime?
And there are plenty of things to see, including a Belgian horse named Honey moving stones by cart from a nearby quarry. This all takes time, lots of time. When the project is finished, in an estimated 20 years, the fortress will have towers that are 24 feet high, a drawbridge, and even a moat. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton.
This is NPR News.